Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Doug Miller, who is a master coach and senior director with DaVita Kidney Care. Doug, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Doug, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on this movement, the Take 5 movement you've started. It's amazing. Super grateful to be here. I'm Doug Miller. I'm an executive and team coach, and I facilitate leadership and team development. And really, my passion and my purpose really lies at this intersection of performance and humanity. And I've worked inside organizations, DaVita and others, that just are filled with incredibly intelligent, brilliant, actually, people that are just doing amazing things. And their leadership challenge is not their intelligence. It's the human side of and of managing breakdowns and tensions and stress and all of those sorts of things. And so that's the sweet spot of my work, whether I'm working independently as an executive coach or if I'm working with an entire team as a team coach. And I like to say my credo is to reduce suffering in the world, which is, I think, there's a lot of suffering that happens in relationships. I think there's a lot of suffering, quite honestly, that people are bringing to the workplace now that causes us as leaders to step up our game and really help and support the teammates and employees and people that are working for us. So really, that's what I'm about, here to support people in their growth and their healing. And I feel so honored and privileged that I get to work for an organization whose philosophy is that leadership is a human skill and business is a management skill. Mm-hmm. And so there's this underlying kind of expectation, like, Doug, go help them become better human beings. And we know when they become better human beings, they will become better leaders. And so a couple of best practices, you wanted to hear some things that people could actually do. What do people want to do, right? Let's go do something and improve and whatnot. And the first thing in terms of human, that intersection of performance and humanity, is managing yourself. Mm-hmm. And managing your triggers and in some cases your trauma, right? I think we're all walking around with some level of trauma in us. So managing yourself so that you don't become reactive, and because the pressures are not going away. The pressures are not going away in any way, shape, or form. They continue to grow. And I think that that puts more and more stress on our systems and demands us to be more grounded, present, and able to connect, which is the second tip that I have for you, or the second thing to consider is, I love this phrase, connect before you correct. Mm. Connect before you correct. So, performance is made possible when people feel dignified, when they feel safe, when they feel a sense of belonging. And that happens when they feel an authentic, real human connection. And I think that that's, especially in this world of AI, where people are going to be able to fake it better, quite honestly, and sound better. But we can feel when people are faking it. And so I'm really excited about the work that we get to do to support people and being more authentic and embodied. I'm also a somatic coach, trained as a somatic coach, and how to bring your body present and feel connectable and believable and things like that. The third tip I have is to be consistent, and which is hard in this pressurized world, and so that people can predict that they're going to be taken care of and be safe and feel a sense of belonging. So again, to summarize here, it's manage yourself, first one, connect before you correct, and be consistent, because I think some people fall into this trap of feeling like they need to choose between, are we going to drive for performance or are we going to take care of our people? And the world around us is going to just lift up leaders who can do both. And the success of leaders is going to sit in that sweet spot of being able to drive performance in a way that is taking care of people and doing both of those things.
Right. Doug, I just absolutely loved that summary. It just made so much sense to me, and I just love the clarity of explanation. I've never heard it explained in the way that you've explained it there, and just really, really, really useful. Just a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Doug, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, absolutely.
Doug,
Awesome.
it's so good to see you again, and thank you again for taking a few minutes with our audience today.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Doug.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.